We have many revealed truths that God revealed in the Old Testament, and of course, especially in the New. We have three theological virtues: faith, hope, and charity. A person in mortal sin can still have the virtue of faith. But every person in mortal sin no longer has the virtue of charity. It's gone. And this is very important to know, because those in mortal sin, I repeat, they may practice charity here and there under the inspiration of actual grace, but a good definition of mortal sin is the loss of the virtue of charity. Now, can a person lose also the virtue of hope? Yes. Despair. And that is why, as I've said so often, the devil especially tempts bishops, priests, and religious to discouragement. Discouragement, unless controlled, leads to depression, and depression leads to despair. The three bad D's. And behind those three D's is another D, the devil. Am I clear? Discouragement leads, remembers, depression, and depression leads to despair. And sisters, I have counseled many people who were despairing. I did not always succeed. Some took their lives. I think I mentioned this at the State University, I tell you, by record. In 2 weeks, three of my own students planned on suicide. The largest number in the United States, the largest number of deaths among the young, hear it, is suicide. You don't read that in the newspapers. They have money, they have pleasures. At the age of 16, they get a license to drive a car. But so many, unless they have the faith and a strong faith, they become discouraged, then despondent and despair. Consequently, this virtue of faith, the virtue of faith, is lost by even one single denial. Watch it. Either denial or doubt. If a person who is a professed Catholic not only would deny, but even doubt the real presence consciously, withhold assent. That's what note means. Note means I am no longer certain, say, of the real presence. And I want to be, I stay in that condition. I doubt. Sisters, a single either denial or doubt of one revealed mystery deprives a person of the whole virtue of faith. That person no longer hears, sisters, no longer believes anything. When I taught this to my Jesuits, of course, being Jesuits, they objected. Sorry, my dear brethren, a single deliberate doubt or denial of one revealed truth deprives the person of the virtue of faith. Without the virtue of faith, there can be no virtue of hope and no virtue of charity. And that is why in our classes on the Eucharist and now again on penance, I will keep stressing the importance of understanding what we believe. Otherwise, as Christ tells us, the devil will steal the faith from our minds. Definition number two. Penance is really distinct from baptism. The sacrament of penance is not just baptism. Now, sisters, the reason for these 15 definitions, date 1551, the reason for these numerous definitions on the sacrament of penance is because Stephen Martin Luther, who gave up his Catholic faith and his priesthood, no Protestant believes in the sacrament of penance. Zero. That's why in the United States, and these figures I have carefully checked, about 230 million people living in the United States. My latest figure is that 16 million Americans are taking medically prescribed tranquilizers to have some peace of mind. Because why? The main source for somebody not having a peaceful mind or a peaceful heart, they feel guilty. 50 years in the priesthood have taught me many things, most of which I will never publish. One thing I can tell you, I have never met a happy sinner. Never. And more deeply they are immersed in sin,